U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic challenger Kamala Harris clashed early and often over the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus pandemic during the vice presidential debate in Salt Lake City, Utah today. Now, Senator Harris was scathing about how the White House had handled the pandemic, calling it the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the U.S. history. In response to that, Vice President Mike Pence, who heads the government's coronavirus task force, defended what his administration had done, saying they put the health of America first. He spoke of President Donald Trump's decision in late January to restrict travel from the pandemic's epicenter in China. Now, over 210,000 Americans have died from the coronavirus.
The reality is, when you look at the Biden plan, it reads an awful lot like what President Trump and I and our task force have been doing every step of the way. I mean, quite frankly, when I look at their plan that talks about advancing testing, creating new PPE, developing a vaccine, it looks a little bit like plagiarism, which is something Joe Biden knows a little bit about.
Mr. Pence also launched an attack on Senator Harris' doubt in Mr. Trump's time frame for coronavirus vaccine, accusing her of undermining public confidence in a vaccine. He said a vaccine would be ready by the end of the year.
The fact that you continue to undermine public confidence in a vaccine, if the vaccine emerges during the Trump administration, I think is unconscionable. And Senator, I just ask you, stop playing politics with people's lives. The reality is that we will have a vaccine, we believe, before the end of this year.
It is asking too much of the people.
Susan, we talked about
this. It is asking too much of the people. Look, that they would not be equipped with the information they need to help themselves to protect
Susan,
their parents
the
and their children.
If the public health professionals, if Dr. Fauci, if the doctors tell us that we should take it, I'll be the first in line to take it. Absolutely. But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
And for more on this, we're joined by our correspondent Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. Simon, some critics have said that the presidential debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden was a missed opportunity for both candidates, given the chaos that ensued. How different was this one?
Well, this was very different, Charmaine. There was no chaos at this debate, really. Nothing like what we witnessed 8 days ago during that train wreck of a debate between President Donald Trump and Joe Biden. But this was sort of frustrating in different ways, I think. I mean, first of all, because the moderator of the debate at times lost control of it. I mean, she wasn't able to silence either Mike Pence on a pretty regular basis or Kamala Harris on an occasional basis. And at no point did Susan Page, the moderator, fact check either of the candidates as they articulated falsehoods about their respective positions. It was also notable for the questions that were asked but weren't answered. Kamala Harris was not in a position to delineate precisely what the Democrats' national plan is with regard to COVID-19. She was asked point blank later in the debate by Mike Pence whether the Democrats plan to pack the Supreme Court to enlarge it in a bid to dilute conservative influence on the bench there. She didn't answer that question. Mike Pence was asked if he believed that human behavior causes climate change. He completely sidestepped that question. And towards the end of the debate, stunningly, given an opportunity to say that he would join President Trump in overseeing a peaceful transfer of power were they to lose the election to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris on November the 3rd, he did not say that. He again sidestepped the issue of whether the Republicans are in fact peacefully going to agree to transfer power if they lose this election. So I think in a variety of different ways, voters out there will find it quite difficult to take detailed policy positions away from this debate, either because on occasion the candidates didn't answer the questions they were being asked, or because there was no pushback from the moderator to fact check some of the statements that they were making. And from a cosmetic perspective, this debate is going to be remembered for one thing specifically, and that is the fly that landed on Mike Pence's hair. Already, internet and social media memes are plenty about the fly that for about two and a half minutes took up residence on Mike Pence's hair. One almost wondered if the fly had remained, whether at any point Kamala Harris or Susan Page were going to point out it was there to Mike Pence. But certainly on social media, the fly has become the big star of the debate.
All right, Simon. Well, speaking of voters, we're 27 days away from the election, and surveys have shown that most people have already made up their minds on who they are going to vote for, but there are still a portion of undecided voters. So how much could today's debate help swing the election?
Well, you know, there's such a small number of undecided voters out there. And remember that 4 million people have already voted in this election. So for them, this debate was of no consequence, really, one way or another. Look, I think it's hard to see whether this really moves the needle. Donald Trump is saying on Twitter that Mike Pence won big at this debate. And Joe Biden is also, of course, expressing great pleasure with the performance of Senator Kamala Harris at this debate. I don't think there were any knockout blows scored by either candidate during the course of the last 90 minutes, even when the subject matter shifted to foreign policy. Pretty vigorous exchange over China. Kamala Harris saying that President Trump and Mike Pence had lost their trade war with China. Mike Pence insisting that Joe Biden had been a cheerleader for China consistently, not just during his time as Barack Obama's vice president, but prior to that. Kamala Harris insisting that a Biden-Harris administration will take on America's adversaries, particularly Russia, far more strenuously than Donald Trump has done. But whether any of that really moves the needle with that very small number of undecided voters out there, I think is very, very difficult to know at this point. We'll keep an eye on the opinion polls. In that regard, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be quite happy, though, because they went into this debate tonight, depending on which poll you look at, anywhere between 10 and 16 points ahead nationally of Donald Trump. And Kamala Harris certainly hasn't done anything during the course of this debate to damage that. Equally, Mike Pence probably hasn't done very much to put a dent in it.
All right. Thanks very much, Simon Marks there, live in Washington, D.C., unpacking all the highlights of the vice presidential debate in the U.S. for us.